The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Pierre Connor, Executive Director of the Tulane Energy Institute, and Frederick Freddie Surgeons, Director of the Tulane Energy Law Center. Tulane University is sponsoring the Future of Energy Forum November 13th through the 15th, and it is free and open to the public, and the global leaders will discuss practical strategies crucial to Louisiana's role in energy innovation. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us, Noel.
First to you, Pierre. In light of the most recent election, I can't think of a more appropriate topic and a more appropriate time to have something like this, because there's some differences of opinion in the way that the present administration and the future administration views energy in this country.
Oh, absolutely, Newell. We were thinking about that, and the timing is perfect. So starting Wednesday afternoon through Friday, we'll be having discussions about what the future looks like. And, of course, it's super important to our state, you know, and our region. You know, 28% of our state's GDP has been benefited from traditional energy sources, but yet we're becoming a real leader in some new energy as well, and some transition energy efforts. So it's a perfect time to bring experts to talk about this multifaceted future that involves not just the business, the policy, but Freddie's expertise as well in the impacts of the transition.
Freddie, to you, obviously, a number of policy directives issued by President Biden, some of which has been embraced by Congress. What happens in the near future with this difference of opinion, so to speak, as to how we treat energy? And I guess one would be that I'm kind of interested in is the future of LNG. There's been marked differences about that in exportation of same.
I really think that we will see a significant increase of LNG exports from the United States in the new administration. I think that makes a lot of geopolitical sense in the current moment to support our European allies, particularly as the winter is looming in Europe and you still have an ongoing war in Ukraine and other geopolitical tensions. I'll tell you, one of the things that I really look forward to at the forum about this is that at 8:30 on Thursday morning, President Michael Fitz of Tulane University is going to have a conversation with former Energy Secretary Dan Brouillette and former Deputy Secretary Mark Menendez about precisely these kind of topics. So if you want to kind of hear what the future might hold from people who sat at Energy. And Dan Brouillette was Energy Secretary during the first Trump administration. You'd really be well advised to be there at 8:30 in the Kendall Cram Lecture Hall.
Absolutely, because one of the most obvious outcomes of all of this is that a number of European Union members are talking about shifting their purchases of LNG and other petroleum-based products from Russia to the United States, right?
That's right. And part of what one needs to keep an eye on is that the large LNG exporters are the United States, Australia, and Qatar. And to the extent one were to have a larger geopolitical event in the Middle East, of course, Qatari LNG is going to have a more difficult time getting to market. So the U.S., for Europe, in many ways, is the most risk-free provider of LNG. So I think that's where we'll see a lot of increase in potential volume and a lot of support that the Trump administration can provide to the European Union.
And Pierre, to you, obviously the view of President Biden's administration and the incoming administration are there's a huge chasm in how to deal with Iran. And obviously that has some geopolitical fallout as well relative to oil.
Yes, and so we need to discuss what these markets look like now and what they could look like in the future. One of the things that we'll certainly discuss is what does the future of the traditional oil and gas industry look like even farther out? We have some countervailing demand. Potentially, China's could be peaking in their liquid fuels demand in the future, but yet we certainly could see some increased production domestically. We've reached record levels of oil production in the United States, driven largely by the economics of technology associated with fracking. But yet, is there the potential to see further production increases and further sort of drive the U.S.'s dominance in that market? We'll certainly be discussing this. We'll be discussing the impacts of how the energy markets will be impacted around the globe.
So, Freddie, to you, when we talk about alternative energy resources, there are those that believe that the Trump administration is going to shut that down. I'm not so certain about that, because I think most people believe that there's a future for all types of alternative energy. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's right. I think when you look at Texas as one of your bellwether states when it comes to energy, Texas is an all-of-the-above solution. So it is the largest solar state. It is the larger wind state. It is a powerhouse in oil and gas. And looking at the Trump administration, the Trump campaign's platform, it was really about turning the United States into an energy superpower, and I would tend to think that that will be an all-of-the-above approach. One of the really interesting topics there could very well be hydrogen, and we have a great conversation there at 1 o'clock on Friday with former Governor Edwards, as well as Lee D'Angelo and James Donahue, who are going to talk about hydrogen in the bayou. I would tend to think that
the holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wind is going to continue to be of significant interest, and obviously nuclear as an alternative energy source in terms of carbon-free generation is going to be something that should be of great interest going forward. And we're covering all of those technologies and the policy implications of all of those technologies at the forum, and are very excited to kind of discuss where are we going next, and what do you, you know, what can we see as industry working with government in order to deliver cheaper, better energy to the United States public?
I'm curious to both of y'all, and maybe it'll be something that'll be discussed during the Energy Forum. Do you think that the dialogue around just energy in general has been disjointed? It seems to me that there's a place for a lot of this, but it's almost as though we overstate how much of the end consumer is going to be affiliated with this type of energy or that type of energy, as opposed to a more directed approach. You know, in the short term, we believe that wind can benefit X as opposed to Y that's much larger than X. Am I explaining? Can you, know, you understand what I'm asking?
Well, I think you're right. We know that the energy is multifaceted, right? It's certainly an aspect of the markets themselves that are currently in place. You mentioned that. We'll talk about the markets for a number of these energy sources and how they might be impacted. The economics of these energy sources, right? We've created a lot of improvement in our quality of life through the reasonable cost of secure, affordable, and resilient energy. And, you know, we want to see that going forward. And then the policy constructs. And is it a question of the carrot or the stick? Is it, do the tax incentives drive the change in improve the sort of the reliability and sustainability of the mix of energy, or renewable portfolio standards really have a bigger impact? And we'll discuss a lot of that with Dr. Aniket Shah, who is the managing director and the global head of sustainability and transition strategy for Jefferies on Friday morning. He's the number one ranked analyst in the world when it comes to energy transition and sustainability. So I think one of the things I've said before is a lot of people have a view of where we need to go to, but we need to start as understanding of where we are, and then what are the issues as we move forward, which we'll be talking about.
And for more information on the forum, you can go to energyforum.tulane.edu, and it will be where, Pierre?
Yeah, it'll be here on campus. We're excited about that. It'll be in the LBC, and there'll be a couple of sessions. They'll be talking tracks around energy law and policy, new technology, and what the energy markets are. So, again, as you mentioned, free and open to the public, and there'll be a lot of opportunity to mingle and mix with other leaders and decision makers and the people that will be making a difference in what the future of energy looks like in our state and in our region.
Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. I saw the list of presenters, very, very impressive, and for that to be free and open to the public is great as well. Thank you so much for joining us, Pierre Connor, Executive Director of the Tulane Energy Institute, and Freddie Surgeons, Director of the Tulane Energy Law Center. Have a great week and hopefully a successful conference.
Thanks so much. It was such a pleasure.
Thank you. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.